This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Looking out, another day of pouring rain. But this day, I just don't feel the same. Because I reach out, and I feel the warmth of your love. And then I realize this day won't be so tough. Since the day that I met you, oh, there's been something I found. I'm losing weight, my feet don't touch the ground. But I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Or better yet, make me your Superman. I'm like a cliche that's stuck on a replay. But you look so sexy when you sat in my Chevy. I'll say your dream come alive, but I know that I've been asleep all this time. Not to kiss you tonight just wouldn't be right. It feel like a crime. You're a toxic bliss in your long blonde hair, and your softest touch is more than I can bear. But I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Oh, better yet, make me your Superman. Pray, thank the Lord for another day. I get to be with you. I swear it's true. I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Oh, better yet, make me your Superman. I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Oh, better yet, make me your Superman. I said, better yet, make me your Superman.
Well, you can probably hear lots of noise in the background because I'm at a festival. I'm at Wayfest near Farnham, and with me is Peter Donegan.
How's it going, Lee?
Yeah, great. You're on a bit later, about an hour's time, I think.
Yeah, something like that. About 12:45 I'm on stage, and I'm looking forward to it. I haven't done Wayfest before.
No, it's a great festival. A mixture of all styles of music. Quite mature festival, I think.
Yeah, and I'm liking the vibe, and I like an eclectic festival. It's not one style of music all day long, you know, so that your ears don't get tired, you know.
It's nice to see a few hippies walking around because it gives you that feeling that, you know, that's what a festival should be about.
Oh, you found the band then.
Very good. Anyway, Pete, lots of things to talk about. Since the last time we spoke, lots has happened for you. You've been doing a lot of the other festivals around the country and other shows, and you've also got a big event celebrating your father.
I do, yeah. I've been very lucky. I've been very busy recently. We've done FSA Festival, we've done Nottingham Riverside Festival, and yeah, as you said, we're at the Union Chapel in Islington, London, for a night for Lonnie. You know, all the proceeds are going to helping my son, obviously Dad's grandson, getting his therapy for autism because he's autistic. And when I said that, we kind of needed to do something like that, Chaz Hodges, you know, from Chaz and Dave, said to me, he says, well, why don't we can do a gig, you know, we can raise some money, we'll do a half an hour spot. I said, oh, wonderful. Spoke to a couple of other people, and they said, well, we haven't done a night for Lonnie, you know, since 2004. Let's do another one. So that's what I've done. You know, give the people what they want. And we're looking forward to it because we've got a huge lineup.
What's the date?
September the 3rd.
Okay, tickets available now.
Tickets are available from the Union Chapel website specifically, but if you go to my website, which is peterdonagan.com, the links are all on there as well. And it is book in advance only. There's no box office on the day.
Really?
Yeah, so you can't do a walk-up. Okay. You can't walk up and get in, unfortunately. You have to book now to turn up. And, I mean, I can remind everybody the lineup, as I can remember it at last. We've got Chaz and Dave. We've got Billy Bragg. We've got Nora Guthrie, which is Woody Guthrie's daughter. We've got Deborah Bonham, which is sister of John Bonham from Led Zeppelin. Chris Difford is coming down. He's going to do an original composition, especially for Dad. We've got Ralph McTell, the fabulous Jive Aces, who we all know. And they've been helping me out behind the scenes with the social media as well. The list goes on. We've got Mike Berry as well.
Good.
Mike's a new addition to the lineup, fortunately. He got a hold of me the other day, and I was more than happy to welcome him on board. It's really, really big lineup.
I see Mike Reed's helping to compare, is he?
He is going to help me to compare, yeah. Well, he does have the wonderful dulcet tones, you know. Yeah. Yes, which I lack, as you can tell now. But I'll do some compare, and he's going to do some compare, and he's also going to sing a song. I couldn't stop him.
He's going to sing?
He's going to sing, yeah.
Oh, all right, okay, I'll have everything.
No, Mike's a good laugh, and the song he's going to do, which I won't ruin it now, is going to suit him down to the ground. It's good fun.
Good, good, good. And are you performing yourself?
Oh, yeah. You can't stop that. I'll perform at the beginning and then to get at the end as well. My older brother Anthony's going to be there with me as well. He's going to do a couple of numbers. And I think he might be joining the Royal Philharmonic Skiffle Orchestra.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It sounds a great night. So what time does it kick off?
Kick off, well, doors open at 7 to kick off for 7:30. This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You're a perfect storm, perfect form, blowing at the garden way, it's redneck town. I'm an old hand lover, professional hunter, you're the most lethal thing around. I'm a red dirt song, loving drinking something strong. I'm a Josephus, a country boy can't survive. From the day you put your arms around my neck, turned my life to an old train wreck. I never felt so alive. Yeah, you are my demise. It's the way I'm in love. It's the way you make the wrong feel so right. The way your body looks before I work my head tonight. Let's got this shaking tonight. Watch it dance. Watch you shake, stomp the boots of my hotel gate. Lord, I can't get enough. I watch you turn an alibi. Watch you don't close your eyes. Now watch me fall in love. Oh, Lord, I'm fun. It's the way you light me up. 4th of July. Your eyes tonight. It's the way you make the wrong feel so right. The way your body looks before I work nights tonight. That's got me shaking.
fucking gonna thank my country for making my American honey. It's the way you light me up, the 4th of July, with nothing more than a sweet look in your eyes tonight.
Well, other things that's been happening for you, I mean, you just told me that you were in Abbey Road recording yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was at the Chris Difford Songwriting Retreat, and we wrote some cool songs there. One of them was with a gentleman called Harry Lloyd and Gregor Phillip as well yesterday, which is who we were in the studio with yesterday, I should say. And Harry, for those of you who don't know, his dad was John Lloyd, who wrote Blackadder and produces QI on the TV and stuff like that. And he said to me, he says, look, if you're available on Friday, he said, I really want to cut the song. He says, but the only studio that's available is Abbey Road. I went, oh, well, that'll do. So we had a great fun in there yesterday, yeah, around all of that history.
And did you walk across the crossing?
Well, I had to get back, because of course, to the tube station, okay. Yeah.
I've never been there, so...
Oh, no, it's really nice. Yeah. It's really lovely studio. Great atmosphere, great people are working in there.
Yeah, because you've had your EP out for a while, Superman. You've had two or three singles from it, so it'll be nice to get some new music from Peter Donegan.
Well, there's always new music from me. If you come and see me live, all the new stuff is always being introduced into the live set.
Yeah, well, I need to be able to play it on the radio as well.
Yes. Well, when I've got some time to go into the studio, wouldn't be any time until after September the 3rd, obviously, because I am really in depth with that event. But then after that, I can start putting things together.
Because also I understand that they're putting Lonnie into the Hall of Fame at the BCMA this year as well.
They are, yeah. And I'm really happy that's going to happen. And on the day that they do that, I'm going to go in and accept the award on behalf of Dad. We'll perform a couple of Dad's numbers. People aren't lucky, maybe one of mine, and then we've got to shoot off up to the sunny northeast to go and do a wedding.
Very good.
Yeah, because I'm Yours from that album done in Nashville. Somebody actually wants it as their first dance at a wedding.
That's wonderful. What a treat.
Yeah, no, that's a big honour for me, because that's exactly why I wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So, any thoughts of going back to America in the near future?
Yeah, well, I would not long come back. I was in Florida recently. And I want to put together another session to do a new album, and I want to do it in Nashville again, because it was just great the last time we did it. But one of the next projects as well is going to be a live album.
Good. Well, it's been great talking to you again, Pete, as always. Give us one of the tracks off the EP to play, probably the one about your little boy.
Well, yeah, because the event's for him. So yeah, let's do Little Man.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you very much, Lee. This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
From the moment you were born, I knew that I'd adorn my heart.
heart in my sleeve. Give you all of me and more. Right there is where I swore I'd love you more than you'd believe. Be there to throw and watch you grow into more than I could ever be. My heart's beating fast. Took my breath as you'd clasp on my finger holding tight. Embrace you in my arms. Kiss your cheek and spin you yarns. Hold your smile, it feels so right. And there's something deep inside I have no answer for. And there's nothing you could say or do would change it. Yeah, I'll always be the one to hold your hand, 'cause that's just who I am. And I'll stand by you, my little man. Lying in your crib with your hand under your head, and I'd whisper a prayer full of words that I'd left unsaid. Yeah, I'm always by your side. You're the best thing I've ever done. Yeah, you're the best thing about me. You're my son. And there's nothing you could say or do would change it. Yeah, I'll always be the one to hold your hand, 'cause that's just who I am. And I'll stand by you, my little man. And there's nothing you could say or do would change it. Yeah, I'll always be the